What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And the first thing that we are going to talk about today is Rift Knight Kieran joins the party in March Fortnite Crew Pack. So the Fortnite crew benefits, the March crew pack, the Masterwork pickaxe, the Votonic Legacy set, the current season's battle pass, 1,000 V-Bucks every month, the February crew pack available until February 28th at 6:59 p.m. Eastern. And remember, this is kind of a good time to be subscribing to that crew pack because we got a new season coming up, and remember, if you're subscribed during the time that the new season starts, you will also get that season's battle pass, so it's not a bad time just to think about it. Kieran and Sylvie attack the Ageless Champion with Excalibur rifles. The Ageless Champion is defeated. After completing his training, Rift Knight Kieran follows Sylvie's path with the release of March 2023 Crew Pack, going live for all active Fortnite crew subscribers at approximately 7 p.m. Eastern on February 28th at 2023. March Crew Pack adventure lies just around the corner. The March Crew Pack includes the Rift Knight Kieran outfit plus 4 additional items. Fearless as ever, Rift Knight Kieran arms himself with the Inheritor's Edge back bling, which can also be unsheathed as a pickaxe. Your inventory can be gallant too with the Knight's Legacy Wrap. Before dropping onto the island in the first place, prepare for your journey with the double-edged sword lobby track. Masterwork pickaxe. As a reminder, owners of both the February 2023 and March 2023 crew pack will receive the Masterwork pickaxe forged by a master for the foretold hero. And the rest of this blog post is just their usual ad on what the Fortnite crew pack is and does and all the benefits you get from it, which we've gone over a million times. So there you go. That is the March Fortnite Crew Pack announcement. Looks pretty cool, in my opinion. Definitely, again, to me, looking like a character you would see out of an RPG game, and I love RPGs, so I'm a fan of what they of what we get out of these. And I kind of like he's. I feel like he's got some of the 0 point cube. Power harnessed, it looks like, because like there's like a purple gem in the hilt of the sword, and he's got like this belt that's got like some sort of charm on it that looks like it also has, you know, a little gem in it that looks like it's, you know, from the 0 point you know, that kind of power, I guess. So I'll be interested to see, you know, what kind of lore that they bring in with this character. But yeah, there you go. There's that announcement. Let's go ahead and take a look at a few LTMs to play. You know, Zombieland, Christmas Update, 707 Level Death Run, Chick Pop, Winterfest City Gun Game, Teddy Scary, Doors, Go Goated Zone Wars, The Pit Free For All, Flakes, Red vs. Blue Arena, Imposter's Gun Game, Tilted Zone Wars, The Walls, Bed Wars, Blitz Siege, Rebirth Mode, Igni Challenge. Oh, that's the whole section for the School of Llama. BFC Zone Wars, 1v1 to 4v4, Finest Realistic, 1v1 to 4v4v4, Lucky's Solo Endgame, and there's a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. Let's go take a look at these weekly quests. Okay. Today is Thursday, so there should be some new ones. So it looks like at the top is the oldest, so we should get down to the bottom, and maybe that's where the newest one is going to be. It says I've already done from this list as well. And I've done some of the challenges from that list and from this list. What in the world? Today is Thursday, right? Shouldn't there be new quests up? I don't see any new quests on my quest section here. What in the world? Well, here's what I'll say instead of that. And I actually got this from Dusky over in the Discord, right? So he said, heads up, you can complete all the Golden Skull quests in Team Rumble, even the last one of Get a Victory Royale. So you can go get a Victory Royale in Team Rumble, and it'll count for your Golden Skull quests. Okay, I don't know why there's not new quests showing up for me in the weekly. It's kind of disappointing. What happened? Oh, I must have clicked a emote here. Okay. Let's see. Let's head on over to the item shop now and see. Actually, I wanted to check one more time. Am I missing something? I'm not missing anything. It's just not... I don't have anything new in the weekly quest. Somebody's got to let me know if that was a mistake or what. Anyways, let's head on over to that item shop now and see what's in the item shop today. We have... Okay, we have our most wanted section still here. L2 Coops Locker bundle still here. Captain America and Bright Star. We have our soccer outfits in here. 1,200 V-Bucks each in bundles of 2,500. We have our soccer gear, the Elite Cleat Harvesting Tool for 500. Vuvuzela Harvesting Tool for 800. Goldbound Glider for 500. The Kickups Emote for 500. Fancy Footwork Emote for 500. The Red Card Emote for 200. Let's see here. We got the Garrison Outfit for 800. The Shadow Ops Outfit with Prospect Backbling for 1,500. Relax Axe Harvesting Tool for 800. The Cloud Strike Glider for 1,200. The Electro Shuffle Emote for 800. Slow Clap Emote for 200. The Stashed Outfit for 800. Fit Stick Harvesting Tool for 500. Zuri Outfit, Enchanted Feather Fighters Backbling, and the Best in the Ring Loading Screen for 1,200. The Empowered DHA Harvesting Tool for 800. We got the Jelly Outfit with Shelly Backbling for 1,200. We got the Arachnid Bundle, which has Spider Knight Outfit, Spider Shield Backbling, Arachne Outfit, Long Legs Backbling, Webbreaker Harvesting Tool, Widow's Web Wrap, Hatchling Glider for 3,000, which is 3,500 off the total. The Arachne Outfit with Long Legs Backbling is 2,000. Spider Knight Outfit with Spider Shield Backbling for 2,000. Webbreaker Harvesting Tool for 800. The Hatchling Glider for 1,200. Widow's Web Wrap for 500. We have a goat outfit for 1,200. Etheria outfit with the crystal spirit back bling for 1,200. The crystalline battle wand harvesting tool for 800. The Zadie outfit, metal mouth outfit, and spiked maze harvesting tool along with Zadie's challenges and metal mouth challenges for 2,400, which is 800 off the total. Zadie outfit with challenges is 1,200 itself. The metal mouth outfit with challenges is 1,200. The spiked maze harvesting tool is 800. We have a turn up the music section, so check out all that, all of our musical emotes in the icon series. We have Crypt's locker bundle, which includes Tigress outfit, Jade Blade's back bling, dual fillet harvesting tool, ion glider, the turbulent wrap, and the true love emote for, let's see here, this is for 2,000, which is 1,200 off the total. The Tigress outfit with Jade Blade's back bling is 1,200. The dual fillet harvesting tool is 500. True love emote is 200. Ion glider is 800. The turbulent wrap is 500. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Today, for my item of the day, I'm going to pick one. I really like this one, and I haven't seen it in the shop for a long time, I feel like. So I'm going to go with the Arachne outfit with the long legs back bling. I've always been a big fan of this one, so that is my item of the day. There you go. That's going to be the episode of the day, so make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.